When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
There's nobody there.
I'm going to take a picture of this just to bust his chops, put it on social media.
But doesn't he look cold?
Yes, Wes looks miserable, but it is a nice tam o'shanter he's wearing.
So he is up yes. there getting ready for that SMU-Penn State game. But
Wes, we want you to do an ACC Network pregame show the day before.
It's going to be cold.
In 25-degree weather in Happy Valley.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. So we'll talk to Danny Cannell about all these matchups coming up, brought to you by our friends at Bet Online. But, Mike, as we talk about Michael Penix, this is his first start. Dave Archer got a chance to visit with him about that and much more. It is our quarterback report brought to you by our friends at Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, just an hour away from Atlanta. Let's hear Michael Penix.
Let's get it right here. Let's get in the end zone. Let's go!
This is the Falcons Quarterback Report. The Falcons Quarterback Report is brought to you by Rooms to Go. Buy the piece, save a little. Buy the room, save a lot. Here's Dave Archer.
Michael, obviously you've been waiting for this opportunity, and everybody talks about how hard you've worked and how much you've absorbed things. How do you feel about this opportunity coming up?
I mean, I'm excited. I'm blessed. You know, that's the main thing. You know, I thank God for every opportunity I get, you know, to even play this sport and be playing it at the highest level. You know, it's a blessing, you know, and to be able to take the field this week, I'm super excited, and man, I can't wait to ball.
What's it meant to you? Your teammates have rallied around. There's a lot of conversation about how much energy that you bring, and then it's translated to your teammates. Even Kirk Cousins. I mean, nobody likes to be benched, but Kirk Cousins in your corner as well.
Yeah, man, it's great. You know, it just shows the character we have in this building. You know, man, I'm truly appreciative of being able to be in this organization. You know, with Raheem, Coach Rod, as the head. You know, he's been great, you know, as far as team meetings, the way he speaks, you know, to get us ready each and every week. So, you know, it starts with our leader, man. Rye and Terry, you know, they do a great job, you know, just getting the right guys in this organization. And I'm super blessed to be a part of it. And, you know, I'm glad that my teammates, you know, they look at me as, you know, somebody that they can look at to lead this football team. So.
You've played a ton of football. I mean, people don't realize 48 games in college. You played for a national championship. You played at the highest possible level. Now, I know you haven't played a lot yet at this level. How much do you kind of satisfy or make the game about what you used to do that you haven't done yet at this level?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's football. You know, you got to, as long as you prepare, you know, that's the biggest thing. You know, you want to make sure you're prepared. And, you know, I've been prepared each and every week. You know, I prepare like the starter, you know, since day one. And each and every game, you see me on the sidelines, you know, taking those mental reps so that whenever my time do come, you know, I'll be ready. And at the end of the day, you know, I just got to go out there and just have faith and, you know, just trust in my preparation. And that's what I'm going to do. And obviously, I got the guys around me that's going to make the big time plays. And, you know, for me, I just got to get the ball in there. Hands, so you know that's going to be the biggest thing.
You're such an even keeled guy. I had a chance to talk to you in the preseason. I asked you if you get nervous for you. He said, I don't get nervous. I just get excited for the games. How much do you kind of have to maybe not be as excited for the game and be as even keeled as you can possibly?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was a little nervous. You know, but I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. You know, my girl, she told me last night. She's like, if you're not nervous, then it's a problem. Like when you got nerves, I mean, you care. And you know, so I'm embracing it. I'm embracing every part of this journey, and I'm super excited to see what God has planned for me.
That's a young lady that knows what she's talking about now. I love the fact that you're locked in that way. Okay, so tell me about the Giants. When you look and put them on tape, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, it's an NFL team. You know, at the end of the day, playing the best of the best, you know, each and every week. You know, so we got to make sure we prepare at a high level. And, you know, they do a lot of things on tape that we feel like we can capitalize off of. And but obviously, they have good players over there as well. So do we on the offensive side of the ball and defensive side of the ball here. So at the end of the day, as long as we execute, we'll be able to come out with a win. So that's what it's about, execution.
I know how much you love these guys that you're playing with and how talented they are around you. A lot of them are the same age. You guys are kind of in the same boat right now. Tell me about being able to adjust to them, having not had a lot of practice time with the guys you're playing with.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to start this week. You know, I make sure I get a lot of those reps with those guys, you know, mental, either if it's in the film room or just watching film and stuff like that, or on the field, you know, just getting multiple reps with the receivers, you know, make sure our timing is right, you know, with Bijan and Tyler, you know, make sure we're good on our run tracks and stuff like that as well, you know, but it takes reps at the end of the day, and we got some time, so.
The A-Tails believes in you, man. They're looking forward to watching you go.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I'm super excited to play here.
So. Have fun, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good stuff from Dave Archer. Again, brought to you by our friends at Margaritaville, Lanier Islands. At Lanier Islands, guys, just an hour away from Atlanta. And Mike, you hear the excitement. At least I do, man, in the kid's voice. I mean, the story that right. should tell you everything this week is you're chilling in a Costco about to buy a hot dog. Right. And you get the call that you're about to be the starter. And he's like, I left Costco and I didn't even get the hot dog.
Because I stopped being hungry. Because he had realized what the heck was about to happen to his life.
That's,
I love it.
That,
I love
me
it.
Too, man. Like, that to me tells you everything. Like, you know, oh, crap, for real? Okay, what do I need to do? Like, you're in your head. You start thinking about all this stuff. He's got a great support system. His family, his girl, he's talked about it. A lot of his family's going to be here because of the holidays. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. And more importantly, Mike, right. Somebody said to me earlier, they said, do you guys remember when Matt Ryan took his first snap, throws a touchdown, 08? Yeah, of course. Everybody went crazy. And the first thing you said is, we got a guy. Would you feel that way if that happened with Michael Penix? Of course. But it doesn't happen that way for everybody.
No, I mean, like, there's different types of athletes we've had come through here. I mean, certainly when Deion was here, you knew you had something special. You know, when we had Michael Vick, and obviously Michael Vick's one for the ages, at the end of the day, it didn't translate to a championship, but it electrified the city. And then Matt Ryan came in, brought you stability, and as you said it, first play from scrimmage is a touchdown of Michael Jenkins. Let's hope, imagine if we could get a score in this game. Hey, I'm just happy for this young man to win the game, take the pressure off him. And again, we've gone round and round on this. Wanting the team to do one or the other is not an indictment of Michael Penix. If they feel that Penix Jr. is the best quarterback, and remember, after the draft on Friday, Terry Fontenot clearly said they thought this guy was too good to pass up, regardless of the other needs for the franchise. So whether you feel that Arthur Blank pulled the string and said we're never going to have a quarterback deficit again, well, it's strange how we got here, but here's how we got here. Kirk goes from being the man to losing his way, and now Penix is out there. I mean, we talked a lot with the listeners today. I'd love to think that everybody does support him, and I'm sure they do. And I guess, guys, maybe Carl, it's just human nature for Darnell Mooney to say, I don't know, man, this ball's coming out funny. It's left-handed. All right. Not exactly the positive reinforcement I was looking for as a fan, but so be it.
Darnell's going to be great. He's going to stretch the field. All those deep balls that we were looking forward to that we haven't been able to attempt down the field. Right. All of that stuff's going to happen, man, and I think it happens over the next 3 weeks. Mike, I feel good about our chances. We got to go 2-1, but 3-0 to really give ourselves a chance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.